calendar, you'll be observing the wrong day. If you'll be one day off, you'll observe Yom Tov Pesach on the wrong day. So if you have Pesach for 8 days instead of 7 days, so Mistab, everything will be covered. Mistab, even if you'll be off, you'll only be off by one day. That's how Rashi learns. So how do you translate? Zimden de Gazra Hamalchus Gzeira, the Goyim may make a Gzeira, not permitting us to learn. And this may lead to V'asi Le'il Kalkule. And this will lead to a Kilkel that we may eat Chametz B'Pesach because we'll forget. So the way Rashi reads the Gemara sounds like it's one reason. The Gemara gave one reason. And if it's the Goyim took it, that it's two different reasons. What are the two different reasons? Zimden de Gazra Hamalchus Gzeira is one reason. So what is that going to accomplish? That's also a question. That's what the Rishonim and Achrayim is. So if the concern is that they may make a gzeire, so why does it only apply in Chutz Loritz? They said those who used to keep 2 days Yantav should continue their practice of keeping 2 days. Why only those that keep? Why only those who live far away? Even those in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Right. So Rav Yankif Emden writes in one place, we have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition.
There'll
never be a Gzeira in Eretz Yisrael.
It was by the Romans, there was a Gzeira in Eretz Yisrael. Well, how can you say that?
That's a question of who gave him this Kabbalah, who says there won't be a Gzeira? It's a pillar. It's not too clear where he got that Kabbalah from. Others say that the Ravid on the Rif in Pesachim in Perak Mokrin Shenogu writes that today that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is for these reasons that even applies in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have 2 days Yom Tov even in Eretz Yisrael.
Everybody,
even the Toshavei Eretz Yisrael. Everybody. He says, when was there a chilek? That was before the Luach, before his Shulchan Itam. But he says, it's not a Zer that Yom Tov Sheni is observed because of this Chashash, the government make it Zer. So he says, no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loritz. So you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni, even in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Yom Tov.
But now we have our own government. They can't be Goyz. There is no possibility that anybody should be Goyz on the people in Eretz Yisrael. If before...
Before
there was a Jewish government, then you can say that Arabs may be Goyze or whoever, or the Turks or whatever. But now you couldn't say that.
Basements. Anyway, we never followed that Rivet. Yeah. We never followed the Rivet even before the Medina. We didn't follow that
Rivet. Don't you worry
only about the Sayyidah Chumas Patrizah?
Why is Rashi worried only about Chumas Patrizah? She worried about Malacha Beyonta. Tainus on Yom Kippur, that we don't want to make 2 days. But Malacha on Yom Kippur. Why not Malacha on Yom Kippur? That's the shayla.
I'll blame the JP.
How is it what?
Does it say in the article that which the criminals?
You don't have to nullify. Let him and hug him just fall apart by themselves.
But the headlines.
Is there a Rabbanim Paskin that it's over? That the Zman of the Minig is over, so it's over? The Ladim and Hagim that started at a time, I think the Chevet Kaddish in Europe used to mix eggs with all kinds of things and wash the hair of the mason. They still do it now?
Some people still
do it. Most of them don't do it. Somehow then in Europe that was covered amaze to wash the hair with today they wash the hair with shampoo. They wash the hair with water and shampoo. They don't wash with egg white or with egg yolks or something. There are a lot of things that are societal. The minig made sense at one time, and then years later it doesn't make sense anymore, so you don't do it.
Why did they do it originally with the
egg? Covered on mice. That was covered on mice.
That was the thing. To
have a nice hairdo. Yeah, have a nice hairdo. Out of covered on mace. And today it does, no longer is covered on mace, so we don't do it anymore. Many men hug it.
Okay. That's a very long wheel, most likely.
Okay. This is the same as Gemara. Okay. So this was the machlokes about 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. Machlokes Yom Tov Sheni Is it Kedusha Achaz with Yom Tov Rishon, or is it Shtei Kedushas? And now the Gemara has the last case, the third line from the bottom. Itmar, what about Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah? What about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? What's the status there? So here the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Dami Chavai, they both say the same thing, that it's Yom HaRichta, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. No, the Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. Why? But Rab was the one who said before, no, the Bezeh, Muteris Bezeh, the Yontem Sheni Shal Goliyos, is only a minig, and there's no Kedusha Achas. So why was all of a sudden 2 days Rosh Hashanah is different from 2 days Pesach Shavuos Sukkis? So he says this non, because we have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that tells the story. The din is, when you bring a korban, a lot of korbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash have brought with a korban as a behemah, and you shecht it, and you mekabel adam, and zorek the dam, and makta the yemurim, the chelev on the mizbech. Then after, acharei kechlos hakol, and many korbanos, not all, you have them in chasim and iskeim kimaduba. You have wine, you pour wine. So the din is, this is on a korban yochid, and this is on a korban tzibur. There are korbanos a yochid, and korbanos a tzibur. Korban tzibur is paid for by makta shekel money, and korban yochid is a private person brings. So the din is that on most, not on all, on most karbonis tzibur, at the time that you bring the wine, so the Gemara says the Levim have to sing Shira, and used to play musical instruments also to enhance the singing. Yeah. The Gemara says the main thing was the singing, Ike Shira Bepeh, the Gemara says, and the Machlokes, whether the playing of the musical instrument was only the Vesume Kola, just to enhance the singing, or that's really mikra, then you have to have music. I'll call part it. So this, the Shira Salavim was in conjunction with the Nisach Hayai. What's the din if you bring a carbon and you don't do the Nisach Hayai at all? You can bring it later, you can bring it next year also. Yeah. And what's the din if you never brought it? But the ever the carbon is kosher also, even if you never brought the yayin. Not miyake. The Nisach Hayai is not miyake. What's Me'akev is the Galar Avodah Saddam, the Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika Saddam. The four Avodah Saddam, that's Me'ikuvah. But the Minchas Menis came is not Me'akev, even if you never get around to doing it, so it's not Me'akev. But Lachatchil, he's supposed to do it, so he's supposed to have the Nisach HaYayin. At the time of the Nisach HaYayin of the Karbanis Tzibur, so the Levim are supposed to sing the Shira. So that's a Din D'Oraisa, I learned that from Psukim. What Shira they sing already, so that's already Takonat the Rabbanim. That doesn't say in Pasuk and Chumash. What Shira? So they used to say Shiri David Avdecha, Alechon Shabecha Honeferecha. They used to sing from Tilim. Shir Shayom. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day there was a different Shir Shayom. And the first day Pesach and Chalamoid Pesach and every day Sukkot was a different Shir Shayom. Every day was a different Shir Shayom. So what happens if they wouldn't sing the Shir? What if they wouldn't sing the shir? Is the shir ma'ake in the Nisach HaYayin? The shir is not ma'ake in the korban. The korban you yotze without the Nisach HaYayin. But if you did Nisach HaYayin of a korban sibur that's supposed to have shiras alavim, and they failed to sing the shira, so what would the din be? Would the tzibur be required to bring the Nisach HaYayin all over again? Because they just weren't yotze in the Nisach HaYayin because they didn't sing shir. You got to do it all over again. Well, they say no, but the yevid you yotze the korban without the yayin. But what if? But lachatchila you got to bring yayin. So what if you brought yayin without shira? You have to bring yayin all over again. And they say no, but the yevid you yotze the yayin without the shira. So that's a machlokes hatanoim and erichin. Rav Meir and Chachamim. Rav Meir says hashir ma'akev es hakorban. That if you didn't sing the shira, you're not yotze the yayin. You have to bring the yayin over again. The pashtus is that we don't paskin like Rav Meir, we probably paskin like the Chacham. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that the Shira is not ma'akev the Yayin. If you brought the Yayin, you didn't bring the Shira, you yaitze the Yayin, but yeah, but so you didn't do the Shira, so you missed the chance to do a mitzvah. But you won't gain anything by bringing the Yayin all over again. Yeah, okay. Okay. if they bring the Yayin at night, the Levim will have to sing the Shira at night. Okay. They get overtime.
Is that a minute? Is there a custom?
You get time and a half overtime, huh?
Is there a custom that we have?
Yeah,
Shira, yeah. Let's learn that from Psukim, yeah. It's very obscure. Where the Psukim are, no? We've heard Kriyas HaTorah every week for many years. We've never heard of that person. So the Gemara in Erechon is found up is in between the lines. Tachat HaShar Le'avadata HaShashama Lakecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Le'Vav. Avadata is Avodah HaKarbonis B'Simcha V'Tuv Le'Vav. The Simcha is the Shira. There's one pasuk in the Gemara, has another pasuk, it's very unclear. It's not really black and white. The Gemara had a tradition, and after they fished around, they had a couple of psukim that may be saved. But the Gemara assumes that it's a din deraisa, that you have to have shiras halaviyim. So this shiras halaviyim is really, the shiras halaviyim is not miyakev din isachayayin. If he didn't sing the shira, it's not miyakev. What if he sang the wrong shira? On Sunday they said the shir shayom. Half the time a lot of people say the shir shayom balpeh when they take off the talismans. Anyway, half the time they say the wrong shir shayom. So let's say if the Levim sang the wrong shir shayom, but they had a good niggin. They made a mistake. They thought it was Wednesday and it was really Thursday. And they had a good niggin and they sang and they played and everything, and then it turned out there's the wrong shir. So on the level of their Isa, you can't say you're not Yaitse the Shira. There's no din their Isa, which capital Tilim you have to say. This was all composed by Dovra Mela, by other Chachomim. It was incorporated into Tanakh by Dovra Mela. So you can't.
Before Dovra Mela had different Shira.
Different Shira. Yeah. Before the days of Dovra Mela, they had different Shira, yeah? So the Gemara is very strange. A Mishnah has such a strange story. For Rishayna, originally the din would be Hoy Mekabla Medes Achodesh Kol Ayoyim. If the witnesses come to the Bezn, let's say the Bezn are godly, then Lishkas are gozis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they're supposed to be. It's not necessarily accurate what I just said. The Bezn are godly of the 71 Chachamim is supposed to meet in the Lishkas are gozis was an office on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, right next to the Azor. But you don't need all the 71 members of the Bezn are godly to declare Kiddush HaChodesh. The 71, the Bezn are godly used to appoint a Bezn of three, who didn't necessarily have to be three members of the 71. They can appoint three other Rabbanim who have bona fide smicha, experts on astronomy. They're busy working on Shvera Marshals or whatever they're learning there, Rab Chaims, whatever, and then they appoint a Bezn of three that they should worry about the Kiddush HaChodesh. Doesn't have to be the three. Well, let's already say the Bezn HaGadol is located in the Lishkas HaGozis, in the office next to the Azor, and the witnesses are coming, and they're going to be mekabelatim. So the din is barishayna. Originally, the din was hey mekabelatim sachodish kolayim. If the witnesses come a minute before the shkia, the bezin will declare mekudish achodish, and they'll make that day rosh chodish, and it'll come out not just the last minute left till shkia. Come out, igloy muslim afreid. The whole day was rosh chodish. Pamachas and once, and then they're right next to the azora. So they'll shout out, hey, today's Rosh Chodesh, make sure you bring the Kabbonis on the sofa.
It was late.
Oh, okay. That's what Taisus says, it was late.
Yeah.
There's going to be Taisus Kash. So the Mishnah tells the tragedy, what happened. What happened, the tragedy, Pamachas, on one occasion, Yishtahu Eidim, over the Eidim came very late. They came 5 minutes before the Shkiyah, in his Kalkalu Halavim Bishir. And the Levim made a mistake, and the Talmud Shorbein Abayi, and when did they bring the Talmud Shorbein Abayi? They don't bring the Talmud Shorbein Abayi 5 minutes before the Shkia.
1 o'clock.
Talmud Shorbein Abayi is not 1 o'clock.
3:30 to 4:30.
Huh? Lagamincha. 3:30 to 4:30, something like that. So Mishnah M'stochem. So they brought the Talmud Shalbein Abayim between 3:30 and 4:30. After they finished, then they were pouring the Yayin, and the Eidim hadn't come yet. The Eidim came 2 hours later. Plenty of time left to the Shkia. But they brought the Talmud Shalbein Abayim. So they thought that it's there for Rosh Chodesh. It's not going to turn out today. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh. So the Levim
said
the regular Shir Shalyom, whatever, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it is. The Shir Shalyom, they said, when they did Nisach Hayayim by the Talmud Shal Shach, and when they did Nisach Hayayim by the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. They said the Shir Shalyom twice every day. They divided up, the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Mishnah Sukkah says, they divided the Shir Shalyom into three parts, every perik and tilim, a Shir Shal Bein Abayim. They divided into three parts. So they would sing and recite one part, and then they would blow shofar. Then they'd sing another part and blow shofar, and then sing the third part and blow shofar. So there would be tia, truat, kia, three times in conjunction with the Nisach Hayayin at the conclusion of each third of the Shir Shalyom. That's the Mishnah Sukkah. So the Levim had a tragic mistake that they, instead of saying, what's the Shir Shalyom HaRosh Chodesh Baruch Hinafshi, I guess? Instead of saying Baruch Hinafshi, so they said the Shir Shalyom of a regular Tuesday. Tragedy. On the level of the Rise of Garnish, the Yoy thing.
The Talmud Shal Shachar, they always
said,
not
all right, so Rashi and Tosafot say the Talmud Shal Shachar, that was the Takanas Chachamim, because normally the Yedim didn't come so early. They bred the Tomish HaShachar before sunrise. Before sunrise. So the Yedim, the Bez Nagadol, wasn't the Kabbalah so early. So for sure, the Tomish HaShachar, even if they knew in advance that that day was Rosh Chodesh, you're saying the normal Shir Shal Yom. On Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever day of the week it is. But then the Musafim have to have a Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Chodesh, and the Tomish HaBein Abayim has to have. So tragedy of tragedies, they said the Vochadik is Shir Shal Yom for the Tomish HaBein Abayim. So it's like the world came to an end. The Vos is on the level of the Raisa, the Yetz, everything fine and dandy. What's the problem? So they were so upset. Huh? Oh, that's Taisa's problem. If the Yedim come 5 minutes before the Shkia, you have to bring 11 Musafim. How are you going to run? How are you going to bring 11 Musafim in 5 minutes? Number one. Number two, you're not allowed to bring any Karbanos after the Tomish HaBein Abayim. So you can't do anything. Even if you have 2 hours to go, you can't bring any Karbanos after the Tomish HaBein Abayim.
People were chayal. They were working. They were malachal.
I mean, what if it was Rosh Hashanah? What if it was Rosh Hashanah? Let's assume it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Rashi interprets everything like you're saying it was Rosh Hashanah. The last two lines in Rashi, Rosh Hashanah. Let's say not like Rashi, it was a regular Rosh Chodesh. Other, Shvat, whatever. Doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. This is a problem all year long. So the Levim made a mistake and they sang the wrong Shira. So the Chachamim was so upset why they sang the wrong Shira. His kino from that time on, they made a Takana. If the Yedim come after Tomish HaBein Abayim, that's the Mincha. If the Yedim come before the Bez Nagadol is in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim who are Makriv the Karbonos are also in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Levim who are singing the Shir, they're all one next to each other. So if the Kohanim already brought the Tomish HaBein Abayim and they already sang the Shira, so we leave it like that. And if the witnesses come, we tell them, come back tomorrow. Sorry, the office is closed. Sagur. And Eretz Yisrael, the offices are always closed.
They don't have to come back tomorrow.
Huh?
Next window.
Okay. Automatically Rish Chodesh. Okay. The way we paskin, they don't even have to come back tomorrow.
Right.
It's automatically Rish Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara said. That's what the Mishnah says. They made a takana heskinu. You can only accept the witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh if they come before HaKroves, HaTomid, Shalbein Abayim. What's the Mincha? The Mincha is the Minchasim and it's KM of the Tomid, Shalbein Abayim. Tomid, Shalbein Abayim takes an hour from 3:30 to 4:30. You can still be Mekabalatim as long as they didn't bring the Mincha, but they brought the Nisuch Hayai, the Minchasim and it's KM of the Tomid, Shalbein Abayim, and they sang the Vochid, the Kishir Shalyom. Then you're not mekabalatim anymore. Vim bo'edim and amincha ma'ila. What do you do if the Yedim came later? So Ganesh, they make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. And now the Mishnah goes, but what if it was a story, that's what Rashi said, what if it's this story happened on the last day of Elul on Rosh Hashanah? The Yedim came an hour before the Shki on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So min HaTorah they should really declare that day as Rosh Hashanah. But the Rabbanon, we say, no, we're going to declare tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. Did they have the right to do that? The Yedim came today. Did they have a right to do that? So the Gemara says, yeah. And the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah. Atem. It says, Elim Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh. The word Osam is missing a vav. So you read it as if it's written Atem. You have a lot of drushes on Chaser and Mali. So you darshan as if it's written Atem. Atem Efilu Mizidim. Even if you declare a day as Rosh Chodesh, which should not have been Rosh Chodesh, or even if you declare the day that should have been Rosh Chodesh as Erev Rosh Chodesh. Whatever the Bezna says goes if it's within reason. They can't make a year that has less than 12 months or more than 13 months, and they can't make a Chodesh that has less than 29 days or more than 30 days. Within that range, and they can't make every year after year after year Shana Muberes. They can't make 20 years in a row Shana Muberes. The whole calendar will be off kilter. So you have certain
limitations.
But within those limitations, whatever they say goes. So that's what the Mishnah is dealing with. So what do you do with Rosh, if it happens to be Rosh Hashanah? If it's any other Rosh Chodesh, they say tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. What do you do if it's Rosh Hashanah? So it says Nogim Osa Hayom Kodesh Olamachol Kodesh. They should observe both days as Rosh Hashanah. What kind of business is that? The second day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa.
Second day is Rosh Hashanah Derashta, because Atam Afilim Mizidim doesn't want to be Mekabali Yedim.
Right.
Or even if they are Mekabali Yedim today, they don't want to declare today as Rosh Chodesh. Nishtish Nish. If they decide they're not going to declare, even though it should have been Rosh Chodesh, Atam Afilim Mizidim. They decided they don't want to declare today as Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. But today, the whole day, nobody was doing malacha. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. They think that Elul is probably going to remain a month 29. With 29 days. Normally, that's what we said. 499 out of 500 times, Elul only had 29 days. So when it comes the beginning of night after the 29th day, so they started observing Issa Malacha, Rashi writes. Mibo Erev, the Rashi writes on the bottom of the previous daf. The Leil Shloshim, Miber Vayu Asurim in Malacha, Shemis Kadosh HaChodesh L'Machar. Maybe today will turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. If they declare a minute before Shkia that today is Rosh Hashanah, it comes out of its Rosh Hashanah Mila Mafreya. It becomes out that it was Rosh Hashanah starting from last night. Not just the last 5 minutes before Shkia will be Rosh Hashanah. The whole day will be Rosh Hashanah. So they tell all the people, don't do any Malacha. It may turn out today is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Then it comes 3:30 to 4:30 to bring the Tamar Shel Bein Arbayim. And then the next half hour, 4:30 to 5:30, they bring Menchostim and his Kayim, Kimeduba, finished. And then they say, hey, the Yedim are not going to come, and even if they come, we're not going to listen to them. So everybody's allowed to go do Malacha. So if they tell everybody, go home, do Malacha, we made a mistake, we guessed wrong. We thought that today will turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. It turned out we made a mistake because the Yedim didn't come before. The Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, today is not Rosh Hashanah. So there'll be a problem next year. The Beis Din will tell everybody, don't do Malacha on the 30th day of Elul, because it may turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. And the people will say, that's what you told us last year. And we observed in Issur Malacha, we lost all that business for so many hours. And then finally, 5:30, you told us we could do Malacha for the next hour and a half. So this year we're not going to listen, we're going to do Malacha. The next year it may turn out, it will turn out 499 out of 500 times. Elul only has 29 days, not 30 days. So in order that such a mistake shouldn't happen, if you tell the people the last hour of the day, we made a mistake, now you can do Malacha. So next year, the people won't want to listen when the Beis Din will tell them not to do Malacha on the 30th day. So they said, even this year, when we made up our mind that today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, what it means is, today will not be Rosh Hashanah there, right? Today will be Rosh Hashanah with the Rabbanu. What's an afkemina? You don't bring korbanos on musafim on Rosh Hashanah derabbanan. You only bring korbanos on musafim on Rosh Hashanah derais. So tomorrow we'll bring the musafim. The Shir Shal Yom also. The Shir Shal Yom.
Not going to be said.
Today we said the right Shir Shal Yom. Today's only Rosh Hashanah derabbanan. So you say the Vachadik is Shir Shal Yom. With respect to korbanos, it depends on Rosh Hashanah derais. But with respect to Malacha, the first day. And they declare the first day as Rosh Hashanah. Then the first day would be Rosh Hashanah derais. So it says we don't do that. You're not Mekabel Yedim, or even if you are Mekabel Yedim, the Beis Din will not declare that day as Rosh Hashanah. So if they don't declare the day as Rosh Hashanah.
So why have the day have any falling under altogether? You're not going to accept the Yedim and postpone it.
Well, 499 out of 500 cases, the Yedim came way before. The Yedim normally did come. Right, it's very rare.
But they have a right, Beis Din have a right to postpone it for one reason or another, for the next day.
Right.
So why, instead of making a halt on Kana, does he have to make an extra day younger? Just in case. Well, I mean, if the Yedim come 11, 12 o'clock, then it's understood.
So that day will be Rosh Hashanah derais.
Yeah.
That tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. But if they leave today and they say we made a mistake today, we apologize to the tzibur that everybody had to keep this kosher, you can do malacha now to the end of the day. So then we're afraid that in future years, when we'll tell them not to do malacha on the 30th day of Elul,
because
they last year we did that and it was a mistake, so we're not going to listen to the Rabbon. So that's why they had to make a takana nogimosa yom kodesh mid the Rabbonon, or the macha kodesh. The first day is yom tov the Rabbonon, and the second day is going to be Rosh Hashanah derais.
So why didn't they make the 29th day of Elul always a Rosh Hashanah?
Why? Well, so didn't know that Isra going to come.
This was the 30th day.
Quarter 99 out of 500 years, the 30th day of Elul was Rosh Hashanah Der Isra. And once in a Yovel. If they want to, they can declare Rosh Chodesh without Edom. If they want, they can do Atem Achilim Mizim, they can do whatever they want. But L'chatchila, there's a mitzvah to do Al Pi Edom. So they wait till the Edom come.
They can do it on the 30th day without Edom?
Yeah. They can do whatever they want within reason, without Edom. Yeah, if they want to, they can make... They can make earlier, they can make later, they can do whatever they want. That's included Atem Achilim Mizim, Atem Achilim Shogging, Atem Achilim Mutim, whatever they want, they can do. But L'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. L'chatchila, you should declare Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Haria, based on Edom, who actually saw the Levana. So that's why l'chatchila they wait to see if Edom will come. If Edom come late in the day, after they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim and they already said the wrong Shir Shel Yom, so then Nogim also Yom Kodesh Midirabbonon, or L'macha Kodesh Midiraisa, the next day will be Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So what is it over here? So you have 2 days Yontif in a row, both Medina. The first day is Yontif Derabbonon, the second day is Yontif Deraisa. So that's what Rashi learned all along. If you have 2 days Yontif Medina, one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanon next to each other. Everybody agrees that that's Yom HaRichter. The Machlek is by Shnei Yamin Tevim Shal Goliath was whether Yontem Shnei Shal Goliath is a Din the Rabbanon or a Mini. If it's a Din the Rabbanon, so it can blend in. This is Medina the Raisa. The other one is Medina the Rabbanon. So 2 days Yontem Medina Hasnuchem Zelazer are Kedusha Achas is Yom HaRichter. If Yontem Shnei Shal Goliath is only a Mini, Shenogu Me'aleihem, then it can't blend in. That's how Rashi learned all along. So Rashi said, that's what it says over here. That's how Rashi learns over here. Because the first day Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif for the Rabbanon. And the second day Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif der Reise. Nogim Asa Yom Kodesh mit der Rabbanon, and Lamacha Kodesh mit der Reise. So it's 2 days Yontif in a row, the first day der Rabbanon, the second day der Reise. Allah's on a mask, and that's Yom HaRichter. That's how Rashi learned the whole Gemara.
The other way around. The first day is the
right. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's by the other Yamim Tavim. The other Yamim Tavim, the sake of the Yamim is otherwise. The first day is Yantav Deraisa, the second day is Yantav Derabbanan. But here by Rosh Hashanah,
the first day is the Rabbanan.
The first day is the Rabbanan if the Edom came late. If the Edom came late. That what? What do you say? That what? Yontav Deraisa for Yontav Derabbanan. The Gemara has later very little on Davov. The next Davov, the Gemara has for Kfuras Hameis. Here, the top of Davov Amid Aleph. If Cholila, there's a Levaya, people dying all the time. They're good doctors, but the people die. So if someone dies, you're a doctor, no? So if someone dies on the first day Yontav, you have to have Goyim do the Malacha Deraisa. If someone dies on the second day Yontav, you have Yidin do the Kvura. And even it's Afilu B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, even if the second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter, doesn't make a difference. But Sof Kol Sof, it's only the Rabbanon, the second day Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanon, so there's a heter to do Malacha for the sake of Kvura Sameh. So by Yas, the first day Rosh Hashanah is the right, and the second day is the Rabbanon. But in this case over here, Bismacha Kitra Piyariya. The Edom come late on the first day, so the first day is the Rabban and the second day is their Eister. So if there will be a Levaya on the first day, it will turn out we realize now that it's only the Rabbanon, it's only under the Rabbanon, so the Eden can do the Kvura. That'll be the difference. Why? Day number one is the second day Rosh Hashanah, right?
No, the first day
will be the Araisa, because you have a right to follow the Rove that 499 out of 500 times, Elul only has 29 days. So the first day Rosh Hashanah will be the Araisa, the second day will be the Rabbana. But the people who are in the Beis HaMikdash and nearby, and they know what happened, that the Edom didn't show up on the first day. They came late, and the Bezin decided to wait till tomorrow, so the first day is only the Rabbana, and the second day is the Araisa. Edom don't come till after 4:30, till after the Minchasim in this came of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, then the Bezin decides not to be Mekabel Edom today,
And to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah the Arais, and today is only Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanon.
No, what the fact is the problem was the Kilkili al Bim Bashir.
So that's the Apella Diki Gemara. Such Apella. The Rishonim don't understand. It must be Alpi Kabbalah. Alpi Nigla, nobody understands. What's the problem? So they said a different capital tilum. So the world doesn't come to an end. The boss is, they will yotzei everything, and even if they wouldn't say any capital tilum, it's not miyake. You yotzei the yayin, the yotzei the karbonis. What is over here? So they said the wrong capital tilum. It's a pele de gezach. Because of that kilkul, so they turned the whole world upside down. They made a takana to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. A pele. We don't understand. Anyway, nachamo. So Rashi, just to review. Rashi learns one pshat the whole Gemara, but none of the Rishonim agree with Rashi. Rashi learns the pshat in the Gemara if it's 2 days in a row that are both Medina. One is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanon. Either the first day is the Raisa, the second day is the Rabbanon, or the second day is the Raisa, the first day is the Rabbanon, like Rosh Hashanah. So then it lends itself to Seik Dusha Achas. Whenever it's possible, then Hasvara Nasenes that you have to Seik Dusha Achas, like the Rambam said regarding Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. But if one day is only a minig, a minig next to a din, so that can't blend in together. That's how Rashi learns the whole gist. So 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one is Medina Derais, one is Medina Rabbana, and that's Yom HaRichter. And Yantam Sheni Shagolis, that's Machlekes Rav Rabasi. The other Rishonim do not agree with anything that Rashi said over here. The other Rishonim say, that's not the story. Why is it that you say, by Beitzah Shenol de Bozeh Muteres Bozeh? Because there's only one day Pesach, it's a Mimonam Shach. If the first day is Yontif, the second day is Chol. If the first day is Chol, the second day is Yontif. It's not 2 days. The Chachamim never said, we want you to have 2 days Yontif. They said, Asafik, Asfeka di Yoyma. So you always have a Mimonam Shach. So it doesn't make sense to say, Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. If the first day was Yontif, the second day is Chol. If the second day is Yontif, the first day was not Yontif. So I was never Muktzah on the first day. The only time you have 2 days in a row that are both Yontif is only by Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah made a takana Nogam Motzi Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh. Not the divorce is that here they're both Medina and here one is a Minig and one is Medina. Nah, everything could be Medina. Everything is Medina. But this is Betaris Zafik and this is Betaris Vada and Gansan Anan Devot. The other Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. That's the famous Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. They don't quote anything from this Rashi, but is it a minig, is it a din? They learn the normal pshat, that every other yontiv is a sveik of the yayinu. So Mimonam Shach, he can't say, no, the bezeh, sur bezeh. For sure it's not 48 hours in a row. It's either these 24 hours or those 24 hours. We don't know which are the 24 hours. But you can't say, Kedushach, Zbana Rosh Hashanah, both days are b'taras vaday, not b'taras sofik. One day rise and one day rabbanah, so that's yayin ariel. So believe that next week we have to cover the topic. Tesis raises the question, why was the Gemara only worried about the Shir Shal Yom, which Lachar is such an insignificant matter? Whatever capital tilim they're going to say, not whatever, they're going to say Yan Hashem Yan Tzorah, that's not a Shira. They're going to say Shira Malas Mi Mamakim, that's not a Shira. There are different prokim and tilim that are Shira, and others are Kinas, different kinds. So but whatever perik they say that has Shira, why isn't it good on the level of the rice? Why are they so worried about this insignificant kilkul? What's with the musafim? The Tosfos has a whole discussion of that.
But Tosfos is not making any issue out of the fact that the kilkul alvim bashir is a minor thing. No, if he cannot understand it, Tosfos is asking all kinds of sharp kashes, and this one Tosfos.
What Tosfos says is a major concern. Yeah. What the Mishnah says is we don't even understand what the whole concern was. I think in other Tosis, and they bring it out. They bring out the Kasha better. They say, what's the concern over here? This is a real concern. Yeah. This is Kemat nothing. The Gemara in Bava Kame, Perek Shosh Anoga Chabo V'Chamisha, has a conversation between two Chachomim, two Amoraim. The one Amori asks the other, how come there are two versions of the Aseres Adibas? We have in this week's Sedra in Parshas Yisro, then in the summertime you have in Parshas Vashchana. So in today's Sedra, it gives the mitzvah of kibud av v'yeh, l'man yarichan yomecha al ho'adam asher Hashem lokechem la'asin loch. And there in Vos Chanan, it says, l'man yitav loch. It adds on l'man yitav loch. So he asks him, how come in the Luchos Rishonos it doesn't say toiv? In the Luchos Shniyos, it does say toiv. So he gives him an answer,
Achat
Hashoyal Leini. He says, I don't know anything. Yeah.
I don't know whether it says toiv.
I'm not sure that it says toiv, Zakhtar. Kabiru v'stavich v'semech l'man yarichon yomech l'man yitav loch al ho'adam. Adds on a phrase. So he asks him, how come here in the Luchos Shniyos it says toiv and the Luchos Shniyos doesn't say toiv? So he says, Achat Hashoyal Leini favos. You should ask me if it says toiv. I don't know what it says. What do you mean, don't know? Get a chumash.
Look here.
Get a chumash. The Gemara says a lot of times that he said, let's get a sefer Torah and we'll look for it.
By the Meluchas.
Yeah, it's a pella. What do you mean? So some of the Rishonim say, you see from the Gemara that they didn't know the chumash Baal Peh. They didn't know the chumash. Take a look in the chumash. A pella digger. So Rav Reuven Margoliath has a very fascinating essay on this topic. So he says, Leoilam, it's not so poshy. We spoke, I think, last week. About in the Luchos Shniyos it says about Shabbos. Shomer Hashem Shabbos lekatcha kashet tzivcho Hashem elokecha. What does it mean kashet tzivcho? As I commanded you in the Luchos Rishonos. So the Chazal say it's not correct because zochav v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru. What it says in Yisrael, what it says in Vos Chanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both at Har Sinai simultaneously. Everything was said at the same time. So you can't say Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha as I told you in the Luchos Rishonos. No, the both texts were recited on Shavuos. So Kashet Sivcha has to mean at some earlier date prior to Matan Torah. So that's what the Chazal said, Bemora or Bemidbar Sin, whatever it was. The Mitzvah Shabbos was given earlier. Either Sham Sam Lachok HaMishpat was Bemora or it was Bemidbar Sin in connection with the month. With the man, they weren't allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the Amora answers back, I'm not so sure b'chlam what was written in the Aseres Adibur. The text that was written in the Luchos was the same. The first Luchos, what was carved out was the same. There are two texts in the Chumash, that's as far as the pronouncement. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres Adibur at Har Sinai, he said simultaneously two texts v'dibur echad. But what was written? It says, Psalochosh Nebuchos, after Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the first Luchos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Psalochosh Nebuchos, Alvarim Karishonim, V'chasafti al Haluchos, V'shadvarim, Asher Hayu, Al Haluchos Harishonim, Asher Shibata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, I'm going to write exactly verbatim, the same text, whatever was written the first time, I'm going to write the second time. So this Amari answers, I'm not so sure. He knew what it said in Chumash.
Yeah.
He knew what it says over here, L'man Yitav Loch. But he says, Achat the Sharleini, what the explanation is. He says, I'm not so convinced that your premise is correct, that in the Luchos Rishonos in the Luchos Shniyos it did say, the text was the same both times. I'm not so sure whether both times it did say L'man Yitav Loch or both times it didn't say. Like over here, Zoch v'Shama were both proclaimed, both pronounced. What was the text on the Aseres Adibur? So we're not too sure. Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky has a shtickle Torah. He writes, he's not so sure whether both times it was written Zohar or both times it was written Shomer. He says he once went to a cheder and he asked the children. He writes in his paper, and a little child gave him a sharp answer, and he thought maybe the kid was right. Yeah, a little kid before by Mr. Gemis. But he says he's not so sure what was written. So that's what Abruf Magoli says, that's what the Amora said. I'm not so sure that the text was different because the Pashtid part shot in the Chumash is the text was identical. The written text was the same both times. The two different Nischot were proclaimed at Har Sinai. So the Amora says, I'm not so sure. Go ask another Chacham who's Baki Ba'agoda, ask him what is he saying. So the Gemara says, yes, he went and he asked the other one. The other one said, that's my tradition. He said, I didn't have the tradition. The first Amora said, go ask him. He learned by this and this Chacham and Agoda. So he says, I didn't have it from that Chacham, but I have a tradition from a different Chacham. Not from one of the major Bali Agoda, one of the minor Bali Agoda, that the text was different. The Pashta says that that's against the way we usually assume. We assume the text was the same. So in this Agoda, the Chacham says the text was different. And how come the first time it doesn't say L'man Yitav Loch and the second time it does? How can you call it Toiv if they were in the Shtabru? They were broken. So the Rebbe Shlom knew that the first luchas were going to be broken, but the second luchas were not going to be broken. So that's why I can say leman yitav lach. But the first luchas were broken, so that's why it doesn't say leman yitav lach. Why were taka the first luchas broken? So the Medrash continues. Rashi and Chumash quotes, and the Medrash continues because the first luchas were given befumbi with such tararam, such publicity. So shalta behem ayin hare, and they were broken. The second luchas were given betzina. So that's why lo shalta behem ayin hare. So those were not broken. So the Ribbono Shel Olam knew in advance that the first luchas were going to be broken. So that's why he didn't write in leman yitav lach. So if he knew in advance that's going to So why did he give it to Farhesia? So why did he give it to Farhesia if he knew that the Farhesia is going to bring an Ein Hara? So that's Rav Soloveitchik one told the whole Rosh, he said over the name of Meiril Shapiro on this. The Chazal say when the Aseres Adibus were being proclaimed, because of Rokim, the whole world was trembling. And they came to Bilam HaRosh and they thought that it's going to be another Mabul, the whole world is coming to an end. And he told them, no, Hashem Ozle Yamo Yitain. No, it's a peaceful religion, the world is not coming to an end. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving the Torah. So the Chazal understood different midrashim, the whole world knew. The birds weren't chirping and everything stopped. All of nature stopped to hear the Aseres, everybody was trembling. Not just Vayar Ha'om Vayonu, not only Kohanim, it's all the trembling, the whole world was trembling. So the Rav said over from Ramer Shalpira, the Ribbono Shel Olam knew in advance that the publicity is going to cost, the holuchas is going to be smashed, and that's why he didn't write Leman Yitav Lach, but he wanted that the Bechiris Yisrael should be a public thing and recognized, everybody should be able to know. The Rav was speaking at that time that years ago there were many religious Jews that they would he used to travel by plane every week back and forth from Boston to New York and back again. So he says he used to meet people there, he never knew that they were Jewish. After weeks and weeks of conversation, it came out that they were Jewish. Some of the people came out that they were even religious. But they wouldn't wear a yarmulke in public, they wouldn't say a word of Torah, they would talk like regular goy. He says they wouldn't have a face like a Jew. He said in Europe you could tell a Jew afam ponim. It's like in the Canaanite afam ponim, you can see the eyes were cried out and the facial features, they looked like a Jew. He spoke like a Jew, he spoke Yiddish, he spoke Divrei Torah, something, he spoke like a Jew, he looked like a Jew, he walked like a Jew. He said, in America, a lot of that was lost. He said, that's where Amir Shapira said, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that the Aseres HaDibur should accomplish a Bechiris Yisrael, that it should be Niket to all the Yomas Olam, that the Jews are different from the Yomas Olam. He felt that was worth it, even at the expense of knowing that the Luchas are going to be broken. And the Luchas Shniyas, that's what he wanted, we should have a Luchas. So that he gave Betzina. And then the Medrash concludes, Lalamdach Shein Lucha Yofim Menat Shniyas. That you should always try to do things in a private fashion. Sneeze doesn't mean how much of the body is exposed as opposed to how much is covered up. That's one aspect of sneeze. Where the person dresses sneezing. Sneeze means all of life. Everything should be done in a quiet fashion, without doing things publicly. That you shouldn't let your emotions be known to the public. Everyone should try to lead a private life. That's what it means, tznius. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to make a yetzim in a club. By Matan Torah, he felt there has to be. You have to have a farhesia that there should be the Bechiris Yisrael. But then he knew that it was going to cost, and then he had to give again the luchas, but tznius. It's enough. And Dalit on the base, when the Gemara had a machlekes between Rav and Rabasi, the two narrow lines right before the lines become wide. Machlekes Rav and Rabasi was when you have Shnei Yomim Tevim Shol Goliath, so Chutz Lords, we keep 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuos and 2 days Sukkot and so on. What do you say? If is it kedusha achas? He say whatever is muktzah on the first day remains muktzah on the second day. If a beitza shenold on the first day, it'll remain muktzah on the second day. Or you say no, it's shtei kedushas. Beitza shenold b'zeh, meteres b'zeh. When it comes the end of the first day, that yontif is over, and the second day is a separate din yontif. And what's vashteita machlekes? What is the nekudas machlekes? So the Gemara is going to bring rayas. The Gemara is going to say, Rab Zeira on the second white line, it says, Rab Zeira says, I think Rabasi makes more sense, and he brings a raya. And Abaye thinks on the fourth white line, Am Rabai Kavasi de Rab Nestava. Abaye thinks the Rab makes more sense, and he's going to bring a raya. So before we get to the rayas, maybe we'll go over Rashi again. Last week we just ran through briefly. Maybe we will review it again. The premise of the Gemara, the way Rashi learns, the premise seems to be, the assumption is, that whenever possible, if you have 2 days, Shnei Yomim Mikudoshim, that happen to fall out one next to the other, the assumption is that normally you should say that it's Kedusha Achas, that it's one long Kedusha Sayyam for 48 hours, rather than say that it's a Kedusha Sayyam for 24 hours, and it ends, and starts another Kedusha Sayyam.
And that it stops, and that it ends.
So it's easier to say, the Pashta should have been that it's one long Kedusha Sayyam. How do we know that that's so? From the Rambam, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, from the Rambam in the very end of Hilcha Shvisa Sosar, the Rambam has the dinam of Yom Kippur, it's called Hilcha Shvisa Sosar. As Avodas Yom Kippurim is a separate section in the Rambam, all about the Hakrovas HaKorbonis. That's the first 7 Parokim in Yuma, is all about the Korbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur. And then the last Parok in Mishnayis Yuma is about the dinam of Yom Kippur that we observe by wearing shoes, not wearing shoes, not eating, drinking, and so on. So that the Rambam has in a small section that's called Hilchas Shvisa Sosa, observing Shvisa Memelocha and Shvisa from Inuyim on the 10th day of Tishrei, Shvisa Sosa. So the Rambam writes towards the very end of Hilchas Shvisa Sosa, he writes Yeroyali, Achidish. The Rambam really has, I think, only 98 times, they added up. I think it's 98 times in the whole Yad HaChazok that he writes Yeroyali. He thinks always the Rambam is quoting. And once every 20 pages he writes Yeroyali. In his opinion, he thinks, in our calendar we never have Yom Kippur falling out, not on Friday, not on Sunday. But the Rambam says that's because we have a fixed calendar. We have the Luach that's printed already. But Bizman Shikitshu Alpi Hariyah, when the Bezdin would be Mekabalaydin, when they saw the Levana, they would declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam claims, not all of Rishonim agree, the Rambam claims that at that time
it could come out
that Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, would fall out on a Shabbos. So the Rambam writes
on a Sunday.
Yeah, but also Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Yeah. But either on a Friday or a Sunday, Bizman Shahayim Mekachim as a Chodesh of Piyariya, that is possible. So the Rambam writes, yeah, royally, in his opinion, that if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or on Sunday, that everybody agrees that that's Kedusha Achas. It's 48 hours straight of Kedusha Sayyim. Why? So the Magen Mishnah writes, because the whole Machloikis in the Gemara, the whole Machloikis HaTanoim and the Machloikis HaMoroim only is when it's Shabbos next to Yontif. Let's say, when it's Shabbos next to Yontif, because on Yontif there's a Heter Echal Nefesh, and on Shabbos there is no Heter Echal Nefesh. So that's the Machloikis. Is it possible to say that it blends in to constitute one Kedusha Sayyim?
It's not the same.
But after all, it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yom Kippur, and it's also in Kores. One is Kores and one is Misan,
one is Kores, and one you're not allowed to eat, one you have to eat. Yeah, there are a lot of differences. But the essence of the Kedusha Sayyim really consists of the Malacha.
Yeah.
The Isan Malacha. That's apparently what the Rambam thinks. So the Magen Mishnah writes, that's what prompted the Rambam to write such a chiddush, and the Magen Mishnah says the Rashba also is masking with the Rambam. An original chiddush that if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, since in the nature of the Issur Melacha they're identical, so their hasvara nasen is that everybody would agree that it's Kedusha Achas. It's one long Kedusha Sayyim that extends for 48 hours. The Machlokes HaTanoim and the Machlokes HaMoraim only was when you have Shabbos next to Yontif. Yontif falls out on Friday or Sunday. Yontif has a Heter Echal Nefesh, so the Kedusha Sayyim is not the same. So that's a machlokes. Can you say that that blends in to be one Yom Arichta or not? So now Rashi learns like this. What if you have 2 days Yontif next to each other? So on the level of the Raisa, you never have. Would you have 2 days Yontif? Pesach is over there, and the last day Pesach is over there, and Shavuos is over there, and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. You never have 2 days Yontif next to each other. But you have Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. So that's the question. So you have, okay, Rosh Hashanah is going to be later. We'll get, right. Next Tikla Gemara. So if you have 2 days Yontav, the first day is Yontav Deraisa, so the second is Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. So does that lend, is it feasible to say it's exactly the same? The Dinim are the same. There's a Heterech on Nefesh on both. There's an Isa Malach on both. Heterech Nefesh, the same. It should be the same as Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. So it should be Yontav Rishon next to Yontav Sheni should be the same. And whenever they're the same, then Hasvara Nosenes, the Svachit Sina indicates, should dictate, that you should say Kedusha Achaz. So Rashi learns that's the machloikis in the Gemara, and maybe it just doesn't lend itself to be declared as Kedusha Achaz. Why does it perhaps not lend itself? So Rashi learns the machloikis over here is whether Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is a Takana de Rabbanon or it's a Minik. If it's a real Takana de Rabbanon, so it's a Din. So Yontav Rishon is a Din and Yontav Sheni is a Din. So this is Medina de Raisa. This is Medina de Rabbana, but at least Chodesh, this is a din and this is a din. So that can blend in. I can say Yoy Ma'arichto, that is one long Kedusha Achaz. But if Yontav Sheni Shel Gol, the whole institution of Yontav Sheni Shel Gol, this is only a minig, so what do you mean? A minig blends in with a din? They don't, they're incommensurate. They can't blend in together. You can't say that it's Kedusha Achaz. Rashi learns, that's the Nekudus HaMachlekes between Rav and Rabasi. The Rav says, no, the Bezemeter is Bezesh, Tei Kedushas, why Rav holds the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is only a minig. And Rav Asi holds not true, the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is a Takana de Rabbon. Rashi writes Beferish like that.
And even according to the first question, like, is it given that to the fact? The fact of the matter is, one is Badai de Rabbon, one is Badai de Rabbon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I would have said. I would have agreed with you. But that's how Rashi presents it. If it's a din, Midrabban on a din, so at least this is a din and this is a din, so they have that in common, so they can blend in to be considered one. But if one is a din, one is a minig, Rashi holds that that's pshat, there's no way that they can blend it. And then Rashi says that's the one nachkamina. See, that's what did we give the background last week? There is a famous machloikas in Sukkah. In Sukkah, the Gemara says that when we clap a shyness on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't say a brocha. How come? So the Gemara gives an introduction. There is a machloikas, there is a dispute whether Hoshainas on Hashanah Rabbah is a minig from the Nevi'im or it's a takona. Was it a nafkamina? If it's a takona with the Rabbanon, then you got to say a brocha. But if it's only a minig, then on minhagim you don't say any brocha. So Taisus there has a long arichas on mem mevav on the base. On a minig you don't say a brocha. What about halal rashchodesh is only a minig? Chatzi halal rashchodesh, the Gemara to the Feirish. It's only a minig and we do say a brocha. So the Rambam says you shouldn't say a broch. Machloikas. The Sfardim follow the Rambam, they don't say a broch. And the Ashkenazim follow Taisus, we do say a broch. Then Taisus asks, what about Yontav Sheni Shel Golias? Taisus says, Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is only a minig. And everybody says a broch. On the second night, Pesach, he says, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzos v'tzvanu al achilos matzo. Asher Kedushanu b'mitzos v'tzvanu al achilos mora. You say all the brochas on Yontav Sheni are the same as you say on Yontav Rishon. So doesn't that show that you may say a brocha on a minig? So the Ran on that Taisa says he doesn't get, where did Taisa get this idea that Yontav Sheni is a minig? He says, not true, Yontav Sheni is a takana de Rabbana. Taisa's got it from the Gemara. The Gemara has here the four lines from the bottom. Right. We're going to soon read it in order. The Gemara says, Mishum de Shalcha Mitam, they sent a letter from over there, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. They sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He's Zorah b'minig. They should continue to observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. That means when they instituted the Luach, in the days of Hillel HaSheni, Hillel HaSheni was a great-grandson of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a grandson.
Six generations
after Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Oh. So he was the one, he was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. He instituted the Luach Kavua that we have now, the system of the calendar. And his counterparts in Bavel were Abai Verovin. It was during their lifetime, during the lifetime of Abai Verovin. They were in Bavel, they didn't have smicha, they weren't about them to make Kiddush HaChodesh. They were relying on the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who did have smicha. You can't give smicha in Chutz Lotz, you can only give real smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Today nobody has any real smicha. Because you can only give smicha in Eretz Yisrael if you yourself got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody else got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so it's already been lost many generations ago. Over 1,000 years ago it was lost. So the Gemara says that during the lifetime of Abai Verov, this Hillel Hasheni, not the famous Hillel Zaken was in the days of the Bai Sheni.
Yeah.
The Gemara says 100 years before the destruction of Bai Sheni. He was way after Rabbi Yudan Nasi, you say the sixth generation after. So when he established the Luach, so now we have printed, when was the year?
379. The Ramban makes a point about it.
Uh-huh, the date.
This year is exactly
uh-huh. 379. So the Shaila was, the whole observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, because you don't know when Yom Tov is. Now we know, they print calendars in advance. Everybody knows when Yom Tov is. So why are we still observing Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus? That's the Gemara's question. Five lines from the bottom. Hashta now. Hashta means in the days of the later Amoraim. Hashta now that the situation has changed. The Adinon, we do know, because the Yarcha, we all know in advance when Rosh Chodesh is my timer. For what reason? Adinon Trei Yaimi. Why do we still observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus? No Shaila, no Sveika the Yaimis anymore. And for the Gemara, because that was the first Shaila they asked. When Hillel Hasheni established the Luach, so they sent a Shaila from Bavel, should we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni? So Sholchom Itam, they sent a letter from over there, from Stamah Hillel Hasheni. Then from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Hizor, you should still continue to observe Minig Avasechem B'yadechem, you should still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni. So Taisvis took the Loshon HaGemara, that is a Minig. The Gemara used the word Minig, state that it's a Minig. The Ran says, no, it doesn't mean Minig. Who says it's a Minig? This was the Loshon that they used in the Psak. We're making a takana, continue the practice of your forefathers. Your forefathers observed Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus because they had a real suffix, a sveika d'yoma. Now, from now on, we're making a takana, you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. So the Ran holds like the Rambam that you wouldn't say a brocha on a minig. Chach Nisvarat holds that you never say a brocha on a minig, like on Chivat HaRoven, like clapping her shyness. There's only a minig, so the Gemara says, Chavit Chavit V'lei Baruch. He clapped the Hashanahs, but he didn't say any broth. He can't say Bitzivonu. And the Takana, the Rabbanu, you can say Kiddushanim, so it's Bitzivonu, Yimuchuyim, the Rabbanu. But the meaning is even lower than the Takana, the Rabbanu. So he can't say Bitzivonu. But on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, the Ran says, of course he said a brocha. That's not a meaning. That's a real Takana, the Rabbanu. So we're used to knowing, this is a famous Machlokes, Tesis and the Ramban, and Sukkah, and Afna above, what's the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus after the days of Hillel Hasheni. After, when is it, the year
379.
After the year 379. What about before the year 379, when they still used to do Kiddush HaChodesh of Pihariya? So there, at that time, what was the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus? So usually it's a Sofik Deraisim. Real Sveika D'Yom. The Mamish didn't know when Yom Tov was. So it was a real Sveika D'Yom of Pipashtus. So it's not Midrabanan and it's not a Minig. It's Sofik Deraisim L'Chomer. So that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash, that it's wrong. He says if that were the case, so they should have observed Yom Kippur 2 days. If it was a real, he says we have no evidence from any sources that before Hillel Hasheni they observed Adarav. They never observed 2 days Yom Kippur. So what are you going to say? Well, that's a Sakonis Nefashis. The first 2 days in a row is a Sakonis. So they should have observed Malacha 2 days in a row. So tell the people they should fast. It's a chash sakana, but they shouldn't do malacha, huh? Pachas mikashir, let everybody eat pachas mikashir. So he says there's no evidence at all that they ever did it. Then he says, Sfira Soima affect Akasha. It was a real Sveka de Yoima. They should have counted Sfira Soima. Every day I suffer. So then it said, that's Rav Soloveitchik also was more error on that. With the Sfira Soima, what's going to be? So then it says, is Araya, that they always followed the Rove. What was the Rove? Rov Pamim Lamatsino El Muber. It's talking going to be a Gemara later. In the days of Ezra, it says in Sefer Ezra, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, said that, and they opened up the Holy Temple for the high holidays, the state, and the first day they opened up the Bai Sheni was on the first day Rosh Hashanah, and then it says they observed 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because that year El was Muber. They made a mistake, they thought it was going to be the first day. Then in turn that Elul had 30 days, so the real Rosh Hashanah was the second day. So they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says that was once in the history of the world, and for hundreds of years afterwards, there was no Elul Mu'uber. Elul never had 30 days. Elul had only 29 days. Once every 500 years, they may have 30 days, but under normal circumstances, Elul has 29 days. So the Netziv says, look, you have a right to go Basar Raif. If 499, the odds are 499 to 1. That Elul is only going to have 29 days, so then you have a right to follow the Rov. And the same thing he says regarding Pesach. also that the Gemara says Ruba de Ruba, most of the time other Hasamach Lenissin only has 29 days. Other that's next to Nissan, you have other Rishon, other Sheni. So the other Sheni is the other that Samach Lenissin is supposed to be Chasir, supposed to have 29 days. Once in a while, if you insist, once every 500 years, the Bezin may have an Ein Fal to have a reason why they may want to make the other Asamach Lenissin 30 days. But normally they don't do that. So the Netziv said in Zbir HaChumash and Parshas Emor that you have a right to follow the row. The odds are 499-1. That Pesach is the 15th of Nissan, calculating Nissan from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, assuming that other, by the time it came, Pesach is already a month and a half after Rosh Chodesh Adar. So they will already have found out when Rosh Chodesh Adar was. The first couple of days in Adar, maybe the first couple of weeks, they don't know. But by a month and a half, they will already know when Adar was. So he says, as long as they know when Rosh Chodesh Adar was, then they have the right to assume that Adar only had 29 days, and they have the right to assume that Elul also only had 29 days. So he says, you go Basarayim. So he says, the whole observance of Yom Tov Sheni before Hillel HaSheni was never a speker deraisa l'chumra. So what was it? So Rashi learns on our Gemara, here this Rav was before Hillel HaSheni. Rav was the Talmud Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died when? The year 220. Something like that. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died the year 220. So Rav Rabasi, that was the first generation, second generation, that was before Hillel HaSheni, was way later. So they lived before the Takanas HaLuach, and they're having, according to Rashi, their machlokes is, what's the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Bizman Shekidshah Piyariya? They lived in Bovel, Rav Rabasi. Rav got smicha, Rav learned in Eretz, got smicha, the Gemara. Rabasi was born in Bovel. So he was a reverend, he wasn't a rabbi, he was only a reverend, because he didn't have any real bona fide smicha. The rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael are Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Yasi. Tosis points out there were four people. There's Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Yasi, who were good friends who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then there's Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, who were good friends who lived in Bavel. And how do you know? So Tosis says, those who are Rabbi means that they have smicha. Those who are Rav means a reverend. They didn't have any smicha because they lived in Bavel. You can't give smicha in Bavel. So Rav Rabasi lived in Bavel before the days of Hillel HaSheni, with Matri Kitchu Al-Piyari in Eretz Yisrael. So they're arguing over here, Rashi learns, what's the nature of Yom Tov Sheni? Is it only a minig, or is it a takana de Rabbanon? With Matri Kitchu Al-Piyari, that was the machlokes. That's how Rashi learns. And then Rashi learns, and what are the rayas, pro and con, that Rav Zeira is going to bring a raya to Rav Asi, and Abai is going to bring a raya to Rav. So Rashi gives you the following premise. We have a principle that a dovish and a minyan, soch minyan achla atira. The Gemara is going to quote on the next daf. When the Chachamim make a takana de Rabbanon, and it's obvious that takana was because of a certain reason. And then it comes a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply. Comes an instance where the reason doesn't apply, or comes generations later where the whole reason doesn't apply. The whole society is so different, that whole chashash doesn't apply. So do you say that the gzera de Rabbanon falls off by itself, or falls away automatically? Or do you say no? You have to have a yeshiva's bezmin to repeal the takana de Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara calls a dovish b'minyan. If the Chachamim took a vote, they sat around together, they had a Moshe bezmin, and they took a vote and they decided on an enactment, a rabbinic enactment, sarach minyan achal atira. Even if the reason no longer applies, the takana, the gzera, doesn't fall off by itself. You have to have Moshe Bezdin to repeal it. The Gemara says that called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. It's really a din on the level of the Raisa. What do you have on the level of the Raisa? So the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this week's Sedra, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, so he said, Al Tikshu Alisha Shlosha Yomim, that he wanted Maimon HaSinai to be B'Tahara. There were other Tumayim there at Har Sinai, other Tumas, Tumas Saras, Tumas Ziva, that didn't bother the Rabban Shalom. He wanted no one should be a Balkari or a Paleta Shechva Zera. Because he wanted that Matan Torah should be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'restus, Be'ziah from seriousness, and the Tumah of Balkari and the Tumah of Paleta Shechva Zera comes from Zechichas Adas, comes from lightheadedness, from kibitzing around. So the Rabban Shalom wanted that the men and the women should all be Tohor from the Tumah of Balkari and Paleta Shechva Zera. That's a whole sugi, and Shabbos and a sugi, and other mesichtes. So that's why the Rabban Shalom said, Al tikshu alish al shloshes yomim. Then after Matan Torah was all over, it was a fartik. So what did the Rabban Shalom have to make a declaration? Vato. Lechem alehem shuvalachem li'olechem and dvorim perakei. That's on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Why do you have to give a special hat and now tell everybody they're permitted to go back to their wives? It should be muva me'elav, it should be self-understood. Yeah, the whole purpose of Atikshu Alisha is achonef amatan ter, everybody should be present. Finish, and yoytzik events, of course it's muta me'elav. So the answer is no, that's a dovish of a minyan. Dovish of a minyan is not only a rabbinic enactment that was instituted with a vote of the rabbi's minyan. The Rebbe Shalom didn't have any vote with the Bezen Shalmaila, he made all on his own. But the Gemara understands, called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein Deraisa Tikkun, the original Allah of Dovish of a minyan is on Dinim Deraisa. If the Rebbe Shalom gives a din, and it's even though it's clear what the reason for the din is, and you have an instance where the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. Not because maybe there are another 100 reasons. No, even if it's clear that's the one and only reason, and the reason clearly doesn't apply, it says Matan Torah is all finished already. Slach Hamaisa. Still, the din still applies, unless you're going to have a heter. Unless the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to say it's mutter. So he said it's mutter. So the Gemara says, and that din deraisa even applies to the Rabbanim. We never think of it on the level of the deraisa. How do you ever have on the level of the deraisa? It is once in the history of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atikshu Alisha, and then he gave a heter later. On the level of the Rabbanon, you have thousands, millions of cases like that. A takana de Rabbanon that outlived its use. So let's say today we have Yontav Sheni Shel Golis. What is still in Yontav Sheni Shel Golis? Yabod Adinim de Rabbanon. So the Ramban writes in one place in Avodah Zarah, the Ran quotes that Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban. He says, if I want to, I could be Mavatul Yontav Sheni Shel Golis, and he can do away with this, and he can do away with that. He thinks that the halacha that you need a Bezdin Gorl B'chachma V'minyan, you need a greater Bezdin, that's only if the reason still applies. That's a Machlok Zerushonim. Let's say the original Bezdin made a Gzera D'Rabbanon, and the reason for the Gzera D'Rabbanon still applies today, but we hold that that's not a valid reason. If we would have been alive then, we would have never have agreed to that Gzera D'Rabbanon. So can we repeal the enactment that they made? So the Gemara says, no, you only if you're greater B'chachma V'minyan. You have to be greater in Torah learning and scholarship.
And
greater minyan, a bigger number of Rabbanim. They had 50 Rabbanim, so if you have 60 Rabbanim, and you're 60, a greater Torah scholar, then you can repeal it. So the Ramban says that requirement to repeal a Takana de Rabban, you have to be greater, b'chach minyan, that's only if the reason still applies, everything is the same, and we disagree with them, we think that they didn't do right in making such a Gzera de Rabban. But what if now you live in a generation where the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply? And if those Rabbanim would be alive today, they would have never made the takana. They would have been the first ones today to repeal their own takana, but they're not alive anymore. So do you still need Gadol B'chachma V'minyan? What do you mean Gadol B'chachma? They themselves would repeal it. So that's a Shaila Rishayim. So the Ramban says, you don't, he says, you just need Sarch Minyan Achalate. You need another Bezin. You need a Bezin. Bezin can be cotton, lesser Torah scholars with a smaller group of Rabbanim. You just need an official declaration. So the Ramban writes, if I want to, I can repeal. I think he writes Gvina Sakum, he says. If he wants to, he can repeal Gvina Sakum. If he wants to, he can repeal Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, because it's no Mochashai. But he says he doesn't want to. He thinks it's not fair. We can continue living with the Yontav Sheni, and we can continue living with the Gvina Sakum.
So there's a difference if I want to give up a car with a reason, that the reason doesn't apply, then that's the
right, whether they, all the takonas the rabbana have to have a reason.
But sometimes when they don't announce the reason,
That's what the Mishkan Es Yankif explains. When the takonas the rabbana has the reason incorporated in it, they formulated the prohibition. You're not allowed to do this because of that. So if they incorporated the tam, so whenever the tam doesn't apply, the whole din doesn't apply. But normally that's very rare. Normally they made a takana de rabbanon and the declaration was stoma. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos. They didn't give any reason. If you ask an yeshiva, they'll tell you the reason why. But they didn't incorporate the reason into the nusach takana. So that's called the dovish of a minyan. But if they would incorporate the tama takana into the takana, then it's not even a dovish of a minyan. Then it falls apart by itself. Whenever the reason falls away.
That's a cooler.
No, the reason was not incorporated. No, the reason was not incorporated. Yeah, but he seems to hold not so. Then it would fall apart by itself. Ramban holds no, it doesn't fall apart by itself. You need another Moshe Bezin to repeal it, but he thinks you don't need greater B'chachma V'minyan, because the only time the Allah requires There's only if they're repealing the gzera when it's still the tukfai, when the reason still applies. But if even the misakne hatakana, those who made it, they themselves, if they would be alive today, they would have not made the takana. They themselves would back out.
Why can't you say this already understood as built in, that when they make a takana, they say this is the takana, in other words, that's part of the takana. This takana is only kal as long as the, reasons apply.
It's fall apart by itself, you see.
That's what the Gemara says. You don't say so. Called the tikkun rabbanon, came the raisa tikkun.
Okay,
so on the level of the raisa, the Gemara says, you see, like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tikshu alisha. And it was obvious that it's only for the purpose of maimon hastina, but because that wasn't incorporated in the statement, I'll tikshu alisha ad matan Torah. It didn't say, I'll tikshu alisha letzorach matan Torah. Since that wasn't incorporated into the nusach, so that's why there was a need for a minyan achala hatira. On the level of the raisa, you have some. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin. If you would have a pasuk in Chumash, the Gemara has a few. You have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to do this because of this reason. So then the Gemara says darshin in time of the krov. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din will not apply.
I take a mashkin, I beg it almon. It's a rich woman.
If I beg it almon, it says l'tzachol beg it almon. If I give a loan to an almon, I'm not allowed to take any clothing as a mashkin. See, there the Chumash doesn't give the reason. The Tanaim say it's obvious what the reason is, it'll bring busha, it'll cause embarrassment. So what if you have a case where the reason doesn't apply, the almana is very wealthy? So that's a machlokes ha-Tanaim, whether darshin in time of the krah, loy darshin in time of the krah. You say whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole din doesn't apply. So we pass in loy darshin in time of the krah, even though it's obvious what the reason is, but the Chumash doesn't say don't take a beggar almana as a mashkin because Shema Yasi Hashem Rabbi Shechinah, so it doesn't give the reason in the Chumash. So therefore, we paskin loy darshin in time of the krov. But if you have a pasuk that says don't do something for this and this reason, so then the Gemara says even the Chachamim say whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole thing doesn't apply. We have it by Kvura. It says lo salin nivlo salei, that when somebody dies, you have to bury him right away. Kikovetik v'renim ayomahu, because ki kilol aselakim talui. What does it mean? Man was created b'tzelem alakim. And it's a bizoyan to the Tzelem Elokim to leave him dead, that the body should decompose and mutal be bizoyan overnight. You should bury him as soon as possible. So the Gemara says, oh, the whole reason is Mishum Kavod HaMeis. So what if Helineu Lechvodo? What if we want to postpone the Levaya a day or two in order to get Lechvod HaMeis, in order to get more people to participate? Let's say a person dies late in the afternoon, and he's going to bury him right away. No one's going to attend the funeral. So you want to postpone a day or two or three, whatever, to get the relatives to come, to announce, to get more people to come. So then the Gemara says that it's mutter and it's a mitzvah. So they ask loy dashin time in the krah. So the Achronim answer, no, the pasuk says says the reason why. Whenever the Chumash says the reason, so then you say whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole din doesn't apply. So on a level of the Rabbanan is the same. 99% of the dinim derabbanon, they did not incorporate the tama gzeira into the nusach hagzeira. So then you say it's a davish b'minyan. The gzeira derabbanon applies even in cases and even in generations where the reason does not apply. But in 1% of the cases, they did incorporate the reason into the nusach hatakana. They said that don't do this and this because of this and this chashash. And then, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole takana doesn't apply.
When you could go on air on Friday night, doesn't give you a reason.
Doesn't say Shema Yat.
And then the Shema Yat is an after reason. That's why he was with. So the reason wasn't given in the Mishnah.
Okay, but even in cases where the reason doesn't apply, the Xera still applies.
There's no record of when the early Bava went to Israel.
What did they do?
They observed 2 days younger. They bought 2 Kom Pesach. There's no minute like that.
No, 2 Kom Pesach, that's for sure.
Like that. So where do we get this extra homework that we must observe 2 days younger?
Okay, that's our Gemara M'sachim. It's still getting talking about it. The question how you read the Gemara. Yeah. Perek Malkam Shenogu. It's the question how you read the Gemara. The Gemara says something about it. It's a little unclear what it says in the Gemara. Okay. It has to do with this Gemara too. We'll have to finish this Gemara. Nachamol. So Rashi says like this. The Machlekes, Rav and Rav Asi, whether Yontav Sheni Shel Golias with Yontav Rishon constitutes Kedusha Achas, there are two Kedushas. The Rashi holds, like that Rambam, it sounds like, Me'ikar Adin, you should really always say Kedusha Achas. Whenever you have two Shnei Yomim Mekudoshim Smuchim Zela Zeh, 2 days with the Kedusha Sayom back to back next to each other, you should really always say that it constitutes one big Kedusha Sayom that goes straight. Unless you just can't say it. So if it's Shabbos next to Yontav, that's a machloekis, does it lend itself to blend in together? Because on Yontav there's a heterach, on Shabbos there isn't. Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, it does lend itself. The dinim are the same in Malacha. So then the Rambam and the Rashba say, the Miri say, they all say like that. Then you say Yom Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichta. Then you say Yom Arichta. What about one day Yontav with the second day Yontav? Yontav Sheni Shagol is the same. The dinim are practically the same. So that's a machloikis in our Gemara. So why is it a machloikis? Hasvar and Hasan, it should be that it should blend in together. So Rashi says the machloikis is, if Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is only a minig, then it can't lend itself to blend in. A minig doesn't blend in with a din. If it's a din de Rabbanon, so din blends in with a din. One is deraita, and one is Rabbanon, can't blend in. So then Rashi learns that there's another nafkamina in the machloikis, whether it's a minig or a din de Rabbanon. The second nafkamina is where the Dovish and Minyan applies. When the Chachamim make a takana or a gzeire, even in a case or even in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, that's the klal. Dovish of the minyan, tzorach minyan achalatira. The takana or the gzeire, the rabbana continues to apply, and it's still binding even though the reason doesn't apply anymore. But if you start a minig, if you introduce a minig for a reason, and the reason you live in a generation or a country where the reason doesn't apply, so the minig falls apart. Inam b'chuyif to continue observing all the minhagim if they don't apply anymore. There are many minhagim. In every generation there are minhagim that they just over the years they just fall apart. They just disappear because it doesn't have any meaningfulness anymore. Minhagim come, minhagim go. Calls man that it's meaningful. So you b'chuyif to observe the minig. And minig is like a minig is all Torah. Taisus writes in Menachos like that. Minig is all Torah. But if the minig is no longer meaningful, so it's not binding anymore. So that's what Rashi learns. That's the two rayas of Rav Zeira and Abayi. Omer Rav Zeira on the second white line. Kavase de Ravasi Mistavro. He thinks Ravasi is right that it's a takana de Rabbana. Yontem Shene Shagol is a takana de Rabbana. Why? Deva idna because bismana is a yadina and bikvia de yach. Now we have a luach. This Rav Zeira lived way generations later. Rav Zeira lived after the Luach. Who is no? Huh?
Like it's Reuben and Rav Zeira all the time. Reuben and Rav Zeira have enough likers.
So yes, and it was during Rav's lifetime. There are some dinim that Abai and Rav say that were formulated before the Luach was established, and some dinim after. And there's a sugi in Bama Madlikim where there's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Raibid, was that Kaidim HaLuach or after the Luach. A sugi by Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. But this Rav Zeira, this statement of Rav Zeira was after the Luach. That's what he means. Ho'idna.
Yeah.
Now that there was a change. Ho'idna means now that a change occurred. The Adina Bekvir Diach means now we have a printed Luach forever. You know, till Bias HaMashiach. When Yom Tov are going to be. Ho'idna b'zmanazeh, the Adina Bekvir Diach, the Ko'abdin on Shreya. And we still observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. So what's that all about? So it's a Raya that Yontav Sheni is a Takana de Rabbanon. And a Dovish and a Minyan doesn't fall apart by itself. If he would have only been a Minig like Rav, the Minig, once the reason for the Minig no longer applies, no more Sveik and Yerim, so the Minig should fall away. So the fact that it didn't fall away is a right that it's a Din Derabon, it's a Dovish and a Minyan. That's how Rashi learns. Omer Abaya, Abaya Tain is no Faket, Kabasa Derab Mistavra. I will prove that Rav is right, that it's only a minig, and it does fall apart by itself. If you live in a generation where there's no more Sveik of the Yom, so you don't, it has far in the sun, you don't have to keep Yontav Sheni. It's only a minig, and when it doesn't make sense, the minig falls apart. Many minhagim. This not, we have a Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, that says, originally, Bizman HaTanoim, when there used to be Mekadosh HaSachaydosh Alpi Hariyah, witnesses would come to Bezn and testify that they saw the Levana. So how would they notify the whole Klal Yisrael when Rosh Chodesh is? So they used to make bonfires. They used to wave the fires from one mountaintop to the other mountaintop. They would make fires. They had a whole system who would stand on which mountain and notify whom till everybody knew. The Mishnah describes the whole story. They used to notify the whole public by making these torches with the forest. Mishikilkalu hakusim, but then the kusim tripped up the hachamim and they started making fires to mix up the olam. They didn't want the hachamim to continue to do the kiddush hachodesh period. So then the hachamim saw it's not going to work. This simon, so they sent out letters, no one should rely on any more bonfires, that's down the drain. This kino said the Tanoi made a takone, shushluchim yoitzim, they had to send messengers, and the messenger had to be an elachayid that the balabatim would recognize. Gonna stam send a person, they don't know who he is. It can be a kusi also, so he won't take his word, he won't believe him. Yeah. And when the Aiden came to the bezin also, the Gemara says, if they didn't know who he was, and they makir moise, if you don't know who he is, they had to send along two Aiden. That is sent to Adim to say that he's an Elchayi. And sometimes the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they used to have a secret password. If they knew the secret code, then they knew that they must be Frumayim. So one time the Gemara says the secret code was David Melech Yisrael Chayvikayim. So when the Adim came and they said to the Bezin, David Melech Yisrael Chayvikayim, so they said Shalom Aleichem, they took them in. That's what the Mefarshim say, that's why our minig is. We say three times, we say Dov Melech Yisrael Chayvikayim, and then you say three times Shalom Aleichem, because the three members of the Bezdin would give Shalom Aleichem to the Eidim. Before they would say the secret code, the secret password, Dov Melech Yisrael Chayvikayim, they wouldn't talk to them, they wouldn't be interested in being the Kabbalists. That's our minig by Kiddush Levona, that we say Dov Melech Yisrael Chayvikayim, and then we say Shalom Aleichem three times. So the Mishnah says Mishkilkalu Hakusim. You can't rely on the fire and the notification by the bonfires anymore. Iskinah, they made a takana shiushluchim yoitzim. They used to send messengers from a yidden that the people knew who they were and they could take their words for it. So the mashmois. So this, who's speaking now? Abaye. Abaye says the simple mashmois of the Gemara is Vilu Botlu Kusim. And if the tzara with the kusim would go away, What would be the din? We would revert back to the old system of din and chad yayma. You would only have one day yontif. Or the hechud matur shluchim. If the shluchim reach this area, abdin and chad yayma. In those locations which are close enough to the Beis Havad, where the bezin is located, and the shluchim come and they notify them, they tak only keep one day yontif. So you see, yontif shenish shalgolis is not a takana drabana. It's only a minig. If it would have been a takana, it doesn't make sense to have it. Some places yes, some places no, and sometimes yes, sometimes no. The answer is the whole thing is only a minig, and the minig can fall apart by itself. So since it's only a minig, so you can't say kedusha achas, it doesn't lend itself to blending. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Now Freg the Gemara said, just a minute. Or Bahashta, that's finished the debate between Rav and Rav Asi, and the Raya of Abaye with the Raya of Rav Zera. Finished. Now the Gemara has a footnote. Wait a minute. What are we doing over here? Nu hashta yadina bikriya diyachem. My time abdina treyayim. So based on what he just said now, because we paskin that it's nolda bezeh is muteris bezeh. Beitzah shenolda the first day Pesach is mutan the second day Pesach. We paskin like Rav. What do you mean we're paskin like Rav? So what did Rashi say? That it's only a minig. Yom Tov Shen is only a minig. If it's only a minig, then it falls apart by itself if the reason doesn't apply. How come we're still observing Yom Tov Sheni? We have printed luach. We have for the next 100 years. You can buy a luach that's all printed. It has exactly the corresponding Goyish date with the Yiddish date. We know everything. Shreg the Gemara. So based on the cheshbon, it should come out. V'hashtu yadina v'kriya diyacha. My time abdina treyemi. Why do we still observe Yom Tov Sheni shol goliyis? And for the Gemara, well, that's what they sent in the letter. Question is, what does that mean? What does the letter mean? So they gave two reasons. Why? Zimnin de gozru hamalchus gzeira. This is the question. This is one reason, or these are two reasons? So some goyim write in the Tshuvas, there are two reasons. They say the Gemara gives in Beitzah the two reasons why you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis even Mizmanazeh. What are the one reason? What are the two reasons? What does Rashi say? The Gazri Hamalchus Gzeira. Rashi is four lines from the bottom of the daf. The Goyish government may make Gzeira Shalai Yisasku Batera. The Yishtakach Zayru Iba Mikem. And we'll forget all about the Yiddish calendar. Sometimes the Goyim don't have to make Gzeira. We just won't send our children
to
Yiddish. But
they should apply to the people there to swill also. Where will the Gzeira be?
The whole Shakla Vitaria was about minik, whether the minik continues or not. and the Gemara says it's out of the Minhag of Yisaychem as proof that it should continue, then apparently we are talking about a Minhag. We are not talking about a Takuma. Otherwise,
that's what Taisus. Taisus claims like that. That it was a minig, that it was only a minig. And the Ran says, I don't think the Ran agrees with anything that Rashi said. Rashi learns that the Machlokes says whether it's a minig or a din.
Yeah.
Rashi says like that. I don't think the Ran agrees with Rashi. I don't know. I didn't look at the Ran over here to see what he said. But that Ran in Sukkah, I don't think agrees with Rashi. He says that it has nothing to do with a minig. The Chazal had Ruach HaKodesh, yeah, but still. Yeah, but Rashi says minig, there are two kinds of minhagim. There's one kind of a minig that the Chachamim introduced. Then there's another minig that the Hamoinam start on their own. That's how Rashi writes over here in the fourth wide line. Vaso me aleihem. The Hamoinam did it on their own. If you hold it to din, it means that the Chachamim introduced it. Chok HaChachamim hu. Rashi writes on the next line, the fifth line. Chok HaChachamim hu. Or is it me aleihem? He keeps on repeating those phrases. Is it me aleihem? The Tzibur did it on their own? A minig of Tzibur, not a minig of the Chachamim. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Yara HaZokir, in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis also, he writes that Avavala Soloveitchik points it out in the Sefer, that when the Chachamim introduced either a Gzera or a Takana or a Minig, it's binding and there's a violation of Loisosur if you don't observe it. It's very paladic. There's a din of loisosur on minhagim. What kind of loisosur? So the Pashtus says, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, there are two kinds of minhagim. Sometimes there's a minig that the Chachamim introduce, so that's like a din de Rabbanon. So why do you call it a minig? So Rav Soloveitchik said, sometimes the Chachamim formulated a statement, they put out a press release, we hereby declare the din is like this. And sometimes instead of formulating a statement, they just got up in shul and they did like this. And it's self-understood. All the Balabatim are going to follow. So that's a Takana de Rabban. They did it in public in order that everybody should follow. So that's a minig that's binding, and there's a din of Lysosim called Avashigid Lachayam in a small. But if it's a minig that Rashi called Me'aleim Asom, the Hamoinam did on their own, that's not Lysosim called Avashigid Lachayam in a small. That's a minig that the Tzibur started on their own. So that's not necessarily Ruach HaKodesh. We say the Klalisol Menam Nevim B'nei Nevim. So we assume the minig is probably going to make sense. Sometimes you have a minig that doesn't make sense. So the Chachamim are ma'arer and they say you shouldn't observe the minig. But if usually we assume the minhagim do make sense.
Don't we say minig kedin?
Yeah, Taisus has the lashon minig is
well taken. Not for the minig that the
even a minig that the amayinam starts, you say minig is well. It's a din midirabbanan. The Gemara says in the Dorim that minhagim are binding mitam neder midirabbanan. That there are two kinds of neder. There's nidre iser and there's nidre mitzvah. That a person is overweight, so he takes a neder. That the potato chips are also b'achila, and the cigarettes are also b'hanor, and the chocolates are also b'achila, and all the nash, all the cookies are also b'achila. So that's called the nidre yisr. Then there's nidre mitzvah, because we have said that nidre yisr is an isr chefzer. Nidre yisr is an isr chefzer. And the din is on nidre yisr, the person has to say hareini noider, has to use such a word, or a parallel word in any language, whatever language he speaks. And you need Levatei Bisvah time, and it has to be an Isah Hefti. He has to formulate it that the chocolate should be also Bachila line, the cigarette should be also Lagabi smoking a line. Then there's another kind of a neder that's called Nidri Mitzvah. A person takes a neder to give money to Tzedakah, a person takes a neder to bring a korban, a person takes a neder to learn Daf Yomi, or to wake up in the morning, to learn before Shacharis, or to learn at night. Okum Eshtem Perek Zeh, so the Gemara says in the Dorm, Neder Godel Nodel Lalekei Yisol. What's for neder? It's a Shvuah. The Gaber can bind himself. The answer is no. Nidre mitzvah. So the Rosh says on that Gemara, Nidre mitzvah is a different kind of a neder. It's chal bikum v'yaseh. Nidre mitzvah, Nidre yisra, two different parshas in Chumash. Nidre yisra is in parshas Matas, and Nidre mitzvah is motzvah sasecha tishma v'yasisa kasher adarta l'ashem akechon tova kasher dibarta b'ficho. That's in Re'ei. That's in Chumash Dvarim, I think in the middle of Re'ei. So the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvot, these are so different, the two mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvot. Nidrei Yisur is one thing and Nidrei Mitzvah is a different thing. See, the Gemara says Nidrei Mitzvah, strictly speaking, Nidrei Mitzvah min HaTorah is only, he takes a neder to bring a korban, Hare Allah, he takes a neder to give tzedakah, he takes a neder to learn, morning, late, afyayim, whatever, takes a neder to learn. That's Nidrei Mitzvah, that Tzchal Bikum V'yaseh. And that's Takachal even B'machshav. He doesn't even have to pronounce it. What if he wants to observe a minig to wait 6 hours after Fleishis? That's a Zahiris. That's he's enhancing the separation between Fleishis and Milchus. That's a minig. But you can't really call it on the level of the Raisa. You can't call it it will say Hareini Noider. He's going to say Bikum V'yaseh. Hareini Noider. That whenever I have Fleishis, I'm going to wait 6 hours. So that wouldn't be on the level of the Raisa, that wouldn't be called the Nidrei Mitzvah. Nidrei Mitzvah is to give tzedakah, bring a korban, to learn, yeah, something like that. But to enhance the separation between Fleishiks and Milchiks, on the level of the Raisa, there's no kiyum. What do you accomplish? What do you fadin by Samachta Chumre? When you bring a korban, there's an institution, like I bring tzedakah. Tzedakah, you accomplish something. What example is going to wait 6 hours? Or he's going to, whenever they carry the Sefer Torah to the Yom Kodesh, he's going to walk behind. All right, so he shows COVID, but can you say it's really Nidrei Mitzvah? It's not really Nidrei Mitzvah. It's a nice idea. So that the Gemara says that a minig is binding mitam neder midirabonon. Midirabonon, I treat it like a Nidrei Mitzvah, that it's even chal b'leiv. Normally you need levate bisasayim by nidor mishvus. You need nefesh kisushava levate bisasayim, whatever, you don't pronounce with the lips, you're just thinking about it. It's not binding, but a Nidrei Mitzvah is chal b'leiv. The pasuk says, kol nidiv leiv o'elaseviyu. If you take a neder to give tzedakah b'leiv, you take a neder to bring a korban b'leiv, then it is binding. So over here, the Gemara says, if a person or the community or the Klal Yisrael introduces a minig to wait 6 hours or whatever, so that's binding mitam neder midirabonon. It's not binding midiraisa, because it's on the level of the raisa, it's not really nidrei mitzvah. But midirabonon, they say, we should declare it, we should treat it as if it's nidrei mitzvah. So that's again the shaila. So the letter that they sent from Eretz Yisrael was, "Hizarav b'minig avsech miyadech," which is still continuing to observe Yom Tov Shemesh Shavuot. For what reason? So the reason they gave was, "Zimr negozam alchus gzeira." Maybe they will be gozer. The goyim will be gozer gzeira. What's for gzeira? Rashi says, "Shalay yisasku b'tor." They won't permit us to learn Torah. V'yishtakach zodu ibo mikem, and the whole system of the calendar will be forgotten. That's what it means, Soto Ibra. It means the book that we have